Good morning. This is KRBD. It's 8:36. I'm Emily Files, and Alan Bailey from the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly is on the line to tell us about the borough's meeting last night. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Real good.
All right. So the fiscal year 15 budget was approved last night. Is that correct?
That is correct. We had quite a filled agenda last night, and the budget was primarily the focus and center of most of the discussion. There were 28 citizens that actually came forward and testified, majority of them being requesting particular funds or are advocating for a particular grant request. So that was quite a number of folks, and so we listened and then made the adjustments accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
The adopted Ordinance 1718 amended, which one of those, many of the issues, if I can go into it, was we repealed the difference between a fee differential for cash and credit cards at the airport, which I think people will appreciate.
Oh.
You know, when you go to the airport...
And that was a 25-cent fee differential before?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you will pay the same amount when you know, be it cash or be it credit card. It just simply became a process of too cumbersome to try to figure out which was which and keep track of all that. So folks will pay the same amount. We also, if I could, with the amendment, remove the non-area-wide appropriation of $405,000, place remaining balance in the non-area-wide funds, and that actually is going towards $54,493. That is going to be going towards the sludge fees that were requested to be increased, and they will not be increased. So I think non-area-wide folks can appreciate that. And that amount will for the non-area-wide library appropriations, $405,000.
Okay, so, can you explain what non-area-wide means?
Well,
who are you referring to?
All persons outside of the city limits.
Okay. So
and,
an increase for the sludge program, that was not approved.
That is correct.
There
was
a
request
fee.
To increase that, and so what we did was we took the balance of that non-area-wide fund balance from the library, which is $54,000, and we're crediting that to the sludge fee, so there'll be no increase.
Okay.
And we were glad to do that for the sludge fee issues. There was a removal of $101.15 million in the Herring Code pedestrian bridge construction and design. We have been tackling this issue for a long period of time and always with debate of and with consideration for public safety. We've continued with that discussion, and we have taken measures to try to increase the safety of pedestrians on that, or the sightseers that, you know, want to see the bear and want to see the fish and that sort of thing. And there was $1.15 million set aside to take a look at building a bridge. Well, I think we've all considered that we need to kind of take a step back and see exactly what's happening out there right now before we commit to that amount of money, which may, in fact, be resolved through private enterprise out there. So basically our issue was primary safety, and if we've achieved that through the reduction of the speed zone and with the monitors out there along with the private construction of different availability of resources out there for viewing bears and that sort of thing, that may solve the problem and we don't have to spend that money.
Mm-hmm.
We did increase the Ketchikan Humane Society grant from $2,500 to $5,000. That is specifically to their spay and neuter program, which is probably one of the more successful programs for the Humane Society to control the numbers of animals on our island. I know it's not pleasant for any of us to consider. There's $7,000 a year appropriated to for euthanasia of animals, and simply there's got to be a better way to deal with that issue. And the Humane Society does that through their spay and neuter program. So that's they spend every nickel wisely, and it was easy to increase that amount of money.
So there were a lot of community programs like that who were granted funds or grants from the borough last night?
Yes, and that's where I'm heading right here.
Okay.
The Ketchikan Wellness Coalition, they had quite a volume of people stepping forward and are pretty active in our community. And amazing, which I didn't realize, the numbers of things that they actually do. And so that fund grant was $18,500, and that was approved. There was added $7,500 to the manager's office budget for a shelter, animal shelter feasibility study. And we're simply going to take a look at, is there a better way to house shelter animals, or is it possible that this could be a private enterprise and do a better job, or do as an effective job for less money? So, and it's simply a question. And so we're going to be reviewing that. $15,000 was grant for the First City Homeless Shelter, $60,000 grant for UAS Testing Center. However, we all felt and believed that the testing center grant should be subject to the manager negotiating a reimbursable fee structure. Most of these tests are for-profit agencies or companies. And for government to pay for that seems to be a bit unfair. So we've all believed that that should be, while not all testing, such as GED, that's not an interest of the assembly to start charging for that. But to those agencies that are for-profit, you know, there should be some level fee to recover some amount of money for these testings that's being removed from UAS because of their budget cuts. UAS is a state-run facility, so the state's cutting back, and now basically they're coming to the borough to request for some money. So we're trying to find ways to accommodate that to our community, which reduces the cost to individuals to travel to go take these tests. However, we do believe there should be some reimbursement to that, probably not 100%, but something.
Okay.
The Rendezvous Daycare Center was granted monies, $25,000. There was a slight increase to the Ketchikan Area Arts. There was the grant of $8,700 to the Ketchikan Youth Skate Park. Interesting enough, is a number of kids that are actually using that skate park, and they've done a really good job with trying to assure the kids wear their helmets and wear the safety gear, and it's being well used. So I hope kids have fun and stay safe.
So there's money going towards the maintenance of that park?
There are some operational costs and towards the Ketchikan Youth, towards that skate park.
Okay. And what about Oceans Alaska funding?
Okay, we'll go down the list on that. There's many other things, but I probably
We don't have time to talk about every single one. But if you could talk about Oceans Alaska, that would be great.
So, bottom line is we believe that Oceans Alaska should come forward and bring up a business plan. We've not received a business plan at this time. So the issue is that we're the funding is for the following year is deferred, and they can come forward and submit their business plan. It was contingent upon them receiving 2-year funding, and that at the end of that 2 years they would have developed and acquired, I think it was $2.some million for the facility that they were originally trying to have built for Oceans Alaska. That would have been state funding. That was not for borough. So rather than adding another $100,000+ to that, of that 2 years, we have $100,000+ that is left over. So if we're simply just giving them money for operational costs, there is no plan at the end of that trail. It would seem unreasonable that we're just going to give money to them, and at the end of that, there's no result and no plans. So we're going to give them an opportunity to step forward and to present those plans to us. And it seems reasonable. It seems like they are trying to move forward, and there has been a great operational change and a change once again to their focus of what they're trying to accomplish, more of the growing aspects than for tourism. Then we're certainly to consider that in a favorable sense. So that's Oceans Alaska.
Okay. Anything else to add?
There's a lot of stuff in
there. Right. Anything else that
we just
is
don't have time,
especially
but,
pertinent? Okay.
There's quite a few things, but it was a long meeting. It lasted until about 10:30 last night.
And what's the total amount of the budget that was approved?
Oh,
okay.
I can't answer it.
Okay. Was there a significant increase or a decrease? Or
no. It was, we were at, where it is not, with basic all the adjustments, we have not increased the budget substantially. There are simply, we're kind of at level. We're staying at the 5 mills. We've not increased taxes. And although in our adjustments, we have been able to fund a lot of these grant requests.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't have the numbers right in front of me. I mean, they're just,
okay.
If you saw the budget document, it would be, in fact, I'm looking at this budget document now, and it's just incredible.
Right.
The size of this thing. But we're not increasing taxes, and we're, we have funded the grant request.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Alan Bailey from the Borough Assembly. And we'll have a report later today in our 5:20 evening cast about the Borough Assembly meeting.